welcome back to Sitam Church Online Talk Show. My name is Karira Laura. I'm
Kerry
Kigiri.
Oh God, I'm Brother Kim.
Jesus. You can't keep up.
Ni revelation.
He's been in a miasma.
You know?
You know, this new year, na sense mungu, anadu vitu.
Yeah, you're going with this thing.
Let me tell you, the presence of God is so real.
Ay!
Okay.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thanks for joining Visit us me here. We really, really always appreciate your company. And today we're talking about something that... What if things don't go... Okay, to connect expectations. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone lives without expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Or hope in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, because these are expectations, we say. Mm-hmm. Less expectations, less disappointments.
Mm-hmm.
So don't go breaking your heart.
Key lesson. But even when you're managing expectations, Good. That's a whole different
that's
conversation, right? Manage your expectations, yes. Mm-hmm. But managing expectations doesn't mean not having expectations at all.
Mm-hmm.
So we have expectations, we have desires, we have hopes, we have dreams. What if things don't go your way? And I think if there's a year that showed us that thing, it was last year. Because I personally have mm-hmm. a friend who was to get married.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They have dated for a while, they were to get married, and they had a date, they had everything. We knew when she was going to be, we knew all the dates. Then,
lockdown.
Just before their rushes and everything, March, everything, Sika Sambara Tika. And then the guy's job just got messed up.
Oh my.
So now they're trying to reset for this year.
Oh my.
So this girl and this guy, they knew 2020 in Asia Nikyo.
Mm-hmm.
You watch a guy who changed his mind 1 week to the wedding.
What?
Now what were we flying?
Just so.
See? See,
Alice,
what if
Alice,
things don't go your way?
Way?
So, Kerry, put yourself in these shoes. Things haven't gone your way. Utafanya nini?
First of all, my dad would have already killed me. So I'd be fine because.
Please cut that.
I'm joking. Yeah. Let me just say.
Hey.
Brother Kim has been emphasizing through and through the faith that
That's
we have
point.
In God.
Yeah.
Me, I have so much faith in God.
Amen.
I know when this door closes, mm-hmm. it's working out something.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, so now, twende wapi? Mm-hmm. You know, like when you're lost, you're mm-hmm. like using a map or someone's giving you direction.
Yeah.
Okay, nimefikamusha barabara. Niende
hata Kuna Google Mpesa shop hapa.
Hata Google Map, ukienda the wrong turn, it usually
U-turn. U-turn. Rerouting. Oh, yeah.
Kwanza huo mama.
It usually does.
I mean, approaching nyama kima.
Oh, mama.
Nyama kima, nyama kima.
Lakini
mimi sipendangi wa mama.
Umeenda wrong way, umeenda wrong.
Reroute, nyama came out to the town.
In 200 kilometers,
mm-hmm.
do a U-turn.
Kabiria to Kabiria.
Oh my gosh, it's
but it's endless. Si Kenya, ajui barabara za Kenya.
For me,
mm-hmm. Imani, that's what you are talking about.
Yes,
yes.
Everything goes south. I always know there's something else coming.
Mm.
In fact, there's so many things that went south last year that I was like, hey, tuko ndani, kuna gig maze, niko about kukafunga. Hey, kuna gig maze, niko nikafunge. She calls me because she says, oh, you know, they've changed. Don't pay you half what we negotiated, which was still kukafunga. But then just things happened, it didn't happen. Then contract plan you don't, you contract to me at the beginning, it's gonna fuck to me, I do not get do. But this new year, I'm not doing that. I'm not using money.
You see?
I'm
she dare kuishi ya dare.
Yeah, I'm not using money that
on August. Anyway.
I'm not using money that I don't have or I come gone or see at asinalipo mwisho wa mwezi. Acha ni kule ido size.
Yeah.
But anyway, so a big one. Is that just knowing when something closes or something happens, there's a plan.
Mm.
So I'm like, okay, so we're changing. Okay, so tunaenda wapi? So I thank God that that's in my spirit. I know there are people who I try to explain to that and they're like, no, this thing has crashed.
Yeah.
Can't you see what I'm going through?
Yeah.
There's no other thing. I've been doing this for this number of years. I've been in this relationship for this long.
Yeah.
And it's not doing this. This is over. My life is over. And you see someone literally crashing.
Mm.
But for me, it's always, oh, okay, so thanks. In fact, there's someone who broke up with me last year. And then I was like, thank you for telling me.
You know, I really think that I wanted you Nililia, to conclude for us.
Usha accept.
Nililia.
Ume adjust.
Oh, okay, wait, it was like a relationship. Tunaonana.
Ah, okay.
Alafu akaona.
Okay. Ningekuona hapo hivyo nyuma ya tense. Niko sort.
No strings, no rings.
Oh, okay, okay.
I think the rings and strings come.
Come on.
Yeah. Brother Kim, I wanted you to conclude for us. But first, I can share my thoughts. I think as I'm hearing you, Kerry, say about, and yeah, honestly, some things happen that are completely beyond us. And that's one of the things I've learned for myself. There are very few things. I tell myself this thing a lot. Laura, there are few things in life that you can control.
Mm-hmm.
So those that you can control.
Yeah.
Those that you can't.
Too.
Can you give an example of both? Just an example.
Okay. I was to graduate 2019.
Mm.
Then there's a lecturer who lost my marks. Ikakuwa two story.
Mm.
You know, imagine there is nothing I can do to find those marks.
True.
Because she says she submitted them. There's nothing I can do to find those. Mm. Do you know how to repeat the unit?
Oh.
And that's why I graduated last year.
Oh, no.
So it had to reach a point.
One unit.
And I was right in the middle of my attachment.
Uliko umetasha ngumi.
My friends nilikuwa the same uni.
But sasa, unaona, this is not even a situation of nilifail. It's not a situation of sikufanya exam. It's a situation of nilifanya kila
kitu. Sasa kuja again.
Then somewhere two week apotea. So that was a situation which I had to realize, okay, you know what? This has already happened.
Beyond me.
There's nothing I can do. So what, how can I move on past it?
Okay. Register, soma tena. But A, kwanza sasa.
Pia mneza come group of schools.
But then there are some situations. Say, Kerry, you, let me say basic, you step on me. You know, I have control of whether I can get offended or not.
I bought you too.
Yeah.
Jerry.
On his toes, your pedicure.
Oh, girls.
Resolutions.
Okay. You know, I have control on whether I can get offended or not. So that's what I'm saying. Like,
okay.
You, there are a few things you have control over. You have control. In fact, one thing I've come to really learn and appreciate is you have no control of like those. Okay, you have no. If you walk out here in traffic, if you're driving, utafly. What you have control over is your reactions.
Mm.
And most of the times, that's the only thing you have control over. You have no control over how life goes.
Mm.
The only thing you have control over is how you react and how you respond to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be my comment.
Aish, sasa ako hivi. Sawa, acha na mimi nifanye hizi. You know, the good book says, "'Tis for man to make plans, but the Lord causes them." It is for man to make plans, but it's the Lord who causes each and every of those plans to come to pass. So every time things go out of my hand, as I thought I'm so much in control, because many other times God has actually proved to me, listen, it's my way, not your way.
And then you're a super planner.
You know? As in like, and I hate being stuck. Like, I hate it. Ata kwa ofisi. Like I'm working, nimekwambia tunapatana Thursday na ni 10. Like somehow I want things to unfold. But with time, every time now, like Laura, vitu zina happen. Like 2020 manze ili tucheza. Wa, passports were ready. Nations were waiting. Hi! To hear the gospel. Unaambiwa JKA funga. Passport rudisha. Like you had plans. You know, you're looking at your life now, those of us who plan for 2 years, I'm like, maybe, say, nitakuwa nimesha transfer karet soil under a certain title deed. My friend, salary ndio hiyo, amna. So you're like, hey, Lord, are you trying to teach us something? So I actually remember, yesterday I was discussing this with someone and I was telling them that every time a crisis comes in life, let's try and look for the opportunity.
Amen.
So that when the scripture that says that all things work together for good, we begin to see the good, even in that pain.
Yeah.
Because there are people who had hoped that maybe they would walk down the aisle with their dad and mom. But maybe COVID happened and a parent went away. And that's change. You know, that's a tragedy that can leave you so devastated. But at the end of the day, what opportunity lies therein? Maybe you begin to learn God as a comforter, as a father, one who sticks closer than a brother. Of course, that I've given as an extreme. Pia, kuna vitu mzuri pia as you happen. Maybe ulikuwa una expect one baby. Unaenda scan, unapata ni wawili. Jesu. Unauliza Mungu, hey. You know how to bless God.
By then, man,
I think me, I would first get stuck. I always tell my wife, me, I think I would fly out. Niende ni accept. Like, all this while, umekuki expect moja. Unambua, human beings are four. Hey? When expectations, good or bad, come, let's remember this one thing, that it is for man to make plans.
That's true.
It's for man to dream and envision. Mm. But at the end of the day, the fulfillment of that plan can only come from who? From God. Amen. And in the process of things not working out our way, there must be a lesson to learn,
Amen.
Both from God and from that situation.
Amen.
And for me, nakumbuka hii serenity prayer. Sisi unajua mimi ni brother
King. Oh Lord, give me serenity. Accept the things I can change.
Mm-hmm.
And the courage to change the things I can. And in life, on my journey, if I should stumble and fall, make me wiser. And the man.
Come on.
But that's just the way I take a part, like.
Bas. Sasa mimi hivyo ndio naweza sema. Hata mapacha wakikuja, serenity to Mungu.
Imagine.
Hallelujah.
Accept the things you can't change. Not the courage to face.
Yes, to face.
Yeah.
Wewe ndio patumita wako quadruplets.
Kwaheri.
Bye.
See you next week.